And now if the Ani himself, the money he receives for Purim, he has to use it for Purim, he can't use it to buy himself shoelaces. Lest the people in the city were masking that this money the Ani could use to buy shoelaces. Give Rabbi Yaakov. Shaman Mishum Rabbi Meir. Send him Rabbi Meir. However, Shimon Gamliel, Makel, he is Makel and says no, that even though the money was given to you for Purim, you're allowed to take the money and buy shoelaces. I look her, Shimon Gamliel holds, Layas Avla, you can't change around what you're supposed to. But Alpha Gav the Mishani, Lay Sava the Makbidin Shimidi, Lay Chosabe, people don't care about it. Here, who you see it's Mutta. So why before they say it's also not Mishnah? Om Rabaya, Taimud or Shimon, Kidamar, like Mar. The Yamamar we learned, Haiman de Nichale. The Tibor Aryo Lizra, whoever wants to ruin his field, he should plant it 1 year, chita, v'shosa sar the next year, plant barley, shosa shesi, v'shosa sar, then do it crisscross. So in other words, he owes, that's not the pshat of Shimon the Mishnah, because you're saying different than you said. Avad, if the owner agrees, would be happy, you're allowed to do it. But here the story is, you're going to ruin the field. If you first plant wheat and then you plant barley, that type of ruins the field. The lawyer man was only selling the light carb, you didn't plow in between Batani. I will carve Batani left on bone. But if you plowed in between, then the fact you plant wheat and then barley, that does not ruin the field. Right, it's Fua, the Mishnah says, later on, keeping it to you. If you took it to plant Fua, wheat, you should not plant beans. Masnilei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin. Tfua, if you took it to plant Tfua, he is a Reno Kitnius. You're allowed to plant the beans. Omulei Aiva, not time we learned the Mishnah, that we learned Tfua, lays Reno Kitnius. Omalei Lakashna Nosira. Holon Valahu, once for Snatisrael, once for the name Bavel. Omulei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin, by Rav Nachman, Ravin Acha, Rav, my brother, Hani Tachlei Devei Kitna, by these flax, ain't Bemishim Gezel. Tichlei Rashi says, Shechlein Jokurin Krishin Agdilim Bein Apishtim. The strings that grow between the flax, whoever takes it, there's no issa muksa, there's no issa gezel. Let us steal it. Oim the salal gvulin, was ever steal on the gvul, on the boundaries, then yesh be mishum gezel. Let's not steal. V'yem hukshul zera, if it's bad for the seed, afil deve kitnam yesh mishum gezel. Then there's nissa gezel. My timer, why? My diastid after, whatever was lost already. Then the owner is matvid, nobody could take it. Omalei Rav Yehuda Ravin about Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, brother, my brother, Hani Dili Dilok, what's mine is yours, Dilok Dili, what's yours is mine. Noig B'nai Mitzra, the people from the same neighbors were Noig, that Elon, Hanoitei Lakan, a tree that branches over to one side, or Lakan, but Nitei Lakan, Lakan, whichever way it branches, the people could use it. That's the way the meaning was. Yitm Elon Oimel Amesar, a tree that's holding by the boundary. Omarav, Hanoit Lakan Lakan, what's facing this way goes to this way. Hanoit Lakan Lakan, Shmulam and Ocholkin, they both have right to divide it up. Meitzvei, Ilu Noimer Ala Meitzvei Yachleiku, Tiyus the Rav, Kash and Rav, Tiyigim Ashmul, leave it a Rav, but Mamala Kol Ameitzvei Kula, if it fills up the whole boundary. Yachim Malamim, what are you going to tell me then? Of course it's Shita. Latricha de Toli Tunya, Lechad Yis, it has a lot of weight on one side. So therefore, Tchir Shisei Yachleiku. Kakati Malamim, Mamala, I would have said, Domlei, Tulug Hochi, divide it up this way, crossway, Kamashwan, Yamalei, my cousin, the part of the socket, look Hochi. No, you can't divide it one way, you'll get all the thickness of it, but you have to divide it equally, that both of us will get the thickness of it. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow.
Down of Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph. Omalei Rav Yehuda LeRovin. Rav Yehuda said to Rovin Bar Rav Nachman. They said like this to him. Rovin Achai, Rovin my brother. Hani Tachlei Devei Kisno. This crest, like things that grow up, grow near the flax. Yishno Ein Ve Mishum Gezel. There's no issa gezel. Whoever wants to take it, can take it. And the pshat is because it only does damage to the flax. So the owner is happy that somebody took it away. Therefore, there's no issa gezel. What about Oim Dois Al Gvulin? Let's say this crest, this tachli, that's on the gvul, on the outside of it, that's not in the middle of the flax, but on the boundary of the flax, then yesh be mishum gezel. There will be an issa gezel, because that doesn't ruin the flax, and therefore it has some value to the owner, so the owner would rather you do not take it, therefore there's an issa gezel. V'yem hukshul zera. Let's say this tachli, this crest inside the flax, already became hard, like a seed, then afilu devei kisna. Even what's in the middle of the flax, Nami Yesh Bemishrim Gezel. The law should be in this Gezel to steal, to take away from the owner. My time, what's the reason? Before we said, before when it's soft, there's no Isagezel. So how come now when it became hard, this crest, that it's an Isagezel, that there it says, my diastid acid? Because that it ruins the flax, it ruined it already. From now on, it doesn't ruin it anymore. And it has some value to the owner. If only when it's wet, that it keep on ruining it more and more, the owner is happy, you take it away. But once it became hard already, it's not going to ruin it anymore, now the owner doesn't want you to take it. So therefore, the Venus Gezel, once it becomes hookshul, is there. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda, again. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda, the Ravin bar Rav Nachman. He said again, Rav Nachman, like Rav, my brother. Hani di li di loch. These trees that are mine are yours. But di loch di li, what's yours is mine. In other words, they had trees there, that they had fields one next to another, and the trees that were growing there were like, you know, branching off into his property, his trees into the other one's property, the trees, the branches were branching off into the other one's property. So what's the locha? It says, Nogu b'nei mitzra. The meaning of the people that live on boundaries is, Ilon hanoteya lekan lekan. If the branches, or some Sirashi says not the branches, it's the roots. If the roots of the tree branch off to one side, he owns this tree. Now, the place where the roots go to, he's the one that owns the tree. He has the right to use it. So, Anatea Lakan Lakan. So, Anatea Lakan Lakan, the roots that branch off to the other side, belongs to the other person. Gifmo learned like this. Ilon Ho'imed Alametzav. You have a tree that's standing by the boundary. It is on the borders. Omaraf Hanoita Lakan Lakan. Like the roots that are branching off to one side, the tree belongs to that side. Anatea Lakan Lakan. And if the roots branch off to the other side, it belongs to the other person. That's what this meaning of the name Mitzvah was, that he go bossa which side the roots are facing. Shmuel amar chokin. Shmuel says, no, the locher is chokin. In such a case where this tree is on the boundary, like towards both sides, we say chokin. Rosh says, Mitzvah, we have a kasha. Says, locher ilon oimed ala Mitzvah. We have a tree that's on the borders, on the boundary. Yach loiko. Kor clear raya to Shmuel. It starts used to the Rav. There's a kasha on Rav. Rav says, no, you go bustle which side the roots are towards. So Gemara says, Tir Gemara Shmuel, Aliba the Rav. If Shmuel wants to answer this, Bryce, even according to Rav, as according to Shmuel, is very good. Shmuel always says Yach Leku. But he says it's not really a tiyuft on Rav. Rav could answer this and say, we're talking about B'memala Kol HaMeitza Kuloi. In other words, the roots fill up the whole borders. And really the roots go on both sides, in other words. So that's why you say Yach Leku here. Rav is only talking about where the roots go towards one side. But where the roots fill up the whole borders on both sides, then you say Achleku. So Gemara asks, if so, Ihachi is so, my lemeimer, what do you have to tell me? Like, or Pshita? If the roots are on both sides of the borders, like, so Pshita is Achleku. It belongs to both of them. It's growing on both of those properties. The Masa Batsricha, the Kiddush is, Titoli Tunya Lichad Gisa. That I'll tell you, there's a lot of weight, like it's branching off towards one side. So Rashi says, the Toli Tunya means Masa Peroisov Yanofov Metla Tzadechot. Like even though the branches are, the roots are on both sides, but the branches is branching off more towards one side. So that's the Chiddush still I say Yachleku. Mar says the Akati is still Maila Meir. What do you have to tell me? Like Rav Pshita. But since like the roots are on both sides, it's still Yachleku. So Mar says still there's a Chiddush here. Mal the same I would have thought to say. The Yomalei Plug Hachi. Now listen, let's divide it up the way the branches are. In other words, if more branches are on my side, I should keep those branches. The branches that are on your side, you'll keep. Maybe that's the way we should divide it up. Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is known. The Yomalei, my chaz is the pasuk tochi plug hachi. Who told you to take it that way? Take it the other way. Now, who said to do it widthwise? Do it lengthwise. In other words, we have to divide it up in a manner that both of us could equal from the tree. Even though the branches are facing more towards one side than the other side, but since the roots are like on both sides equal, so therefore the locher is yachleiku, we say chokin here, equally. Oh, Malay, Rav Yehuda again, le Ravin bar Rav Nachman, he said to him again and called him Ravin Achai, like Ravin, my brother, le tizvon arya, tismichi lemosa, don't buy a field that's near the city. Rashi says, le tikna soda, don't buy a field, hasmuch liyir, sha'ayin b'nei yir shaletes batamin. Because people are always going to look at your field. If it's near the city, the people of the city would always look into your field and they'll give it an ayin hara. And that's bad, or ruin the field. So don't buy a field near the city. It's also for a person. To go near your friend's field, stand near on the side of your friend's field when it's all that's full, all the wheat has grown nicely. But sure shine dies to Kaimaser when all the wheat is standing up nicely. And now let us stay there. Rashi says, why? Shloyasidenu b'yayin hara. You should not be master this growth, the produce, with the ayin hara. So here you see that when people look at your field, when it's growing, it gives it an ayin hara. That's also to do. Tomorrow says, ain't it not that way? I've watched Kechinu Rabbi Abba le-Talmidi the Rav. Rav Avua found the Talmidim of Rav, the Rav. So Omalu, so Rav Abba said to these Talmidim, Ma Omar Rav Bahani Kroy. How did Rav explain these psukim in the Torah? The pasuk says, Boruch ato be'ir, o boruch ato be'sode, boruch ato be'voyacho, boruch ato be'tzeisecho, shall broch on the fields, in the city, in the city, or in the sode, and when you go out, when you come in. The Yom Rulay, so the Tamidim said back, Hochi Yom Rav. This is what Rav explained these psukim, like this. When the pasuk says, boruch ato be'ir, shall broch in the city, that means, she'ye be'tko, somach le'beit ha'knesses. You know what the pasuk means? You should live near shul. That's called Baruch HaTov V'ir. You should have a kreven. It should be carved to the Beit HaKnesses. That's a big bracha. Baruch HaTov V'asod. What does the pasuk mean? You should have a bracha in the field. She'ei nechasa kreven liyir. That your nechasa should be near the city. So Rashi says, lo yei tarak lachnas peros. It shouldn't be such a big bother for you to have to collect all the peros and then bring them back home. So you're better off if the field is near the city. This is the stira. Here you see, Rav says it's a bracha to have your field near the city. And before we're saying that it's no good. That Rav Avuah said, the name of Rav Huna, that Rav said it's also. He told him, that you shouldn't buy a field near the city, because people are not supposed to look there to give it an ayin hara. This is the kasha. Vayta had a Rav Dash and the rest of the psukim, Borachata b'vayecha, what does it mean to have a bracha when you come in? Shloi tinsa ishtecha sofet nida. That when you come home from the road, you should not find your wife to be a sofik nida. And Rashi says it means v'kol shchein vaday. And some say no, that if you know she's vaday nida, okay. But a sofik nida, that's worse. Like you always have hopes, maybe she's not a nida. That's the worst thing. To find in a matzav of a sofik, she's doubtful whether she is a nida or not, that's worse. But Rashi says no, that v'kol shchein vaday. That when you come home, you should be lucky, bracha, that your wife is not a nida. Then the pasuk Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecho, what does that mean? You have a bracha when you go out. That your children should be like you. Pasuk means right, tzaddik. That is a bracha. Your children should be like you. Shetzoy meyecho comes out of your meyecho is kamaisko. The Yom Alu Rabbi Yechon said loy Omar Hochi. Don't say like this. Or maybe it means he said that even Rav didn't say like this. Rabbi Yechon is saying don't say like this. That's not the pshat. Ela Rav like this. Baruch Atah B'Ir, that means she a Beit HaKisei Samach L'Shukhanecha. She always has a Beit HaKisei next to your table. Because in Gemara's times it wasn't like today. Rashi says, Kleima Samach L'Beitcha, near your house there should be a Beit HaKisei. So it's historic L'Harchik B'Tzodai. Because in Gemara's times they didn't have a Beit HaKisei in the house. It used to be usually outside in the fields they have to go. So every time you have to go outside in the fields, it's a big tircha. So it's a big bracha to have a Beit HaKisei next to your house. And Baruch Hashem today we have it much easier. Everybody has a Beit HaKisei in his house. You just imagine what it means if you have it outside in the field.
We had to build a couple of times.
I will base a knesset loy, but to have a basic knesset, that's not so wichtig. Vice place, we'll soon see why. Why? For Rabbi Yechon, the time Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time. The Yom that he says, you should know, schar pesiyas yesh, that if you live far away from shul, you're better off. You get schar pesiyas. The more you have to walk to shul, the more schar you get. Pesiyas, every step you take to walk to shul, you get another, you get the more schar. Therefore, he owes the schar pesiyas. Today, you have a car, no problem. Shabbat, okay, once a week, it's good to take a walk. But Yerkin says that Pshat is that it's schar pesiyas, you should know. You shouldn't walk to shul because it's healthy, it's good to take a walk. You should walk to shul because you get schar. Every step you take is good.
Just go to the shul, it's far away.
Okay, yeah. But it shouldn't be too far away, you shouldn't go there. Yeah. Right. Baruch Atah V'Asodah, what does the pasuk mean? Baruch Atah V'Asodah. She'ei nechsecho mishaloshin. Your property, like your money, you should put it in three different parts.